is what else? Demonically clever. I hesitate saying this, but I really believe only God knows, but I believe that in large measure the crisis in the church in countries like ours is due to the lack of courage. I remember we said, courage is only as strong as our mental convictions. The lack of courage among believing Catholic men. And then we are asking, where is the group apostate exercised? Finally, the associations that are coordinated among the dedicated faithful. This is what the Holy See has been telling me for 26 years. Three directives I get. Find the dedicated lay people. Secondly, train the dedicated lay people. Third, organize them. My three-part directive for 26 years from the Holy See. I could be more plain. And this is the bottom line of the retreat. With God's grace, I thank you for being here that we are making. We continue . What are the main features of the group apostolate? The group apostolate of the laity calls for concerted action, mutual support among the members, careful training for the apostolate, judicious assignment, and direction in apostolic activity. Most important, the council tells us, is that the members, remember we're talking about a group of apostolates, cooperate and do not act on their own. That, I can tell you, is not easy. And often, the more orthodox Catholics are, the more, well, they're in charge. And let no one compete what they believe they are doing. Over the years, the wonderful lay associations that we've had in our country, how we need in our day organized associations of the laity in every field, and I mean this, in every field of the apostolate. In the professions, in the various forms of work that people are engaged in. In other words, there is so much, but only so much can be done by individuals. When Christ tells us, where two or three are gathered, but get it, in my name, there I am, specially in their presence. the collective apostolic work over the centuries, especially in modern times, and most indispensably in our day. The lay apostolate calls for dedicated lay people working together. There are new, I'm repeating what the Holy See is telling me, there are new forms of the group apostolates needed. Pray, ask the Lord to enlighten you. Talk these over with those whom you know, kindred spirits. And may I ask you, keep me informed. I would not be honest with you if I did not hope that, and the first time I'm doing this, my some 20 years of giving retreats here at Bellarmine Hall. The International Association of Lay Catechists, the Holy See wants organized. I want to share with you such information as I already have, keep you informed, and you are hereby being cordially invited to join what only God knows, what it can do if the laity are working together with the bishops who are loyal to the Bishop of Rome under the guidance of the Holy See. I think I should add one more question. What is an important concern for the group lay apostolate? It is most important that the laity form a well-organized unit, fervently devoted to their apostolic purpose, and strongly united among themselves. The reason for this is to ensure protection from pressure of public opinion or of social institutions. In a word, while fully loyal to church authority, the apostles must preserve a genuine autonomy in their work for souls. And we're living in the right country where independence is almost built into our natural, national culture. We decide what needs to be done, we organize, and we do it. Lord Jesus, you know far better than we how the laity in today's society, with emphasis in our secularized, paganized America, are needed to save souls. We beg you, dear Jesus, to inspire as many of the laity, men and women, as we respond to your grace, to cooperate with you and among themselves and extending your kingdom here on earth in his valley of tears. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are made for the grace the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I make it, I told you, many of the conferences, please, if all the time you read, then please be up at night.